Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. I'm Mike Campbell, and this is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Good morning. Welcome, everybody, on a Tuesday morning.
Hey, it's a great day.
PM and the AM.
It's a great day to serve God, great day to be alive, and a great day to be filled with hope.
That's right. We're talking about embracing hope this week.
Man, I got hope.
That's right. We talked about understanding grace. We talked about pursue peace.
Yeah.
We talked about, and we're talking this week about embracing
hope.
I got distracted.
All right. And so our scripture this week is found in Romans 15, mm-hmm. and it's verse number 13.
That's right. It says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit."
Now notice how hope begins, mm-hmm. in believing. See, you get joy and peace in the believing, notice that, believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. See, you can't have the Holy Spirit working for you until you believe in Jesus Christ. But the moment you believe in him, then the Holy Spirit works on the inside, bringing that joy, bringing that peace, and he helps us to abound in the hope that God wants us to have. Now, we also looked yesterday and ended with this scripture in Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil." Now, notice that. You know what? Most people, Jada, don't believe that God is having peaceful thoughts about them. They think he's mad at them. He's wanting to punish them. And that's just not who God is.
No. You know, God created us to have fellowship with him. Mm. Everything that he has done has been about us having fellowship with him. And when he created us, Adam and Eve were given free choice. They were given free will to make the decision. Because, you know, if you force someone to love you, that's not really a true love. So God gave them a choice of obeying him and doing what's right. And they chose disobedience.
Yes.
When they did, it broke a certain level of fellowship. Because there you have to be righteous to be in the presence
that's
of
right.
God.
That's
and
right.
So... And so then when we receive Jesus as our Savior, which because he loved us so much, he gave up his son so that we could have fellowship with him. So
that's
he
right.
sacrificed his most precious possession, which was his son, so that we could have fellowship. So that is an unconditional love that you and I don't understand, because I don't think I'm going to sacrifice any one of my sons
right.
for other people. And yet God did. So he loved us so much. And there is that free will. There
right.
is that goodness. There is that supernatural love that yeah. we don't understand.
That's right.
And so he loved us unconditionally. And that is our hope, that we are now going to be in his presence.
That's right. See, we were in the world without hope.
Uh-huh.
But the moment we believe Jesus, we have hope from the God of hope. And then it says right here that he gives us a future and a hope.
And a hope.
I want you to know something right now. Hope is all about the future. It's all about us living in the presence of God eternally.
Right.
But you have the presence of God right here on planet Earth in the form of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. The Bible says that it's a well of water springing up into everlasting life when we confess Christ. Then we ask for the endowment of power, and he comes and he abides upon us to give us the power to live this life daily. The Spirit inside is bringing to remembrance the Word of God. He's teaching us. He's counseling us, all of those things. And then he comes upon us to give us power to do what we need to do. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what brings us to where we want to go today, because I told you that the future has to do with the second coming of Christ. God has promised that Jesus would come twice. Once in the birth of his son, but then he said, "I need to go away, for if I go not away, the Holy Spirit can't come." But then he talked to his disciples about the fact that he was coming back again. Mm-hmm. All right. And we find this in Titus chapter 2 and verse number 13.
It says, "You're looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ."
Now, the Lord Jesus is coming back. He's coming back for us. He's coming for believers, and he's going to set up his millennial reign right here on the earth for 1,000 years. Listen to me. He has not left us destitute. He has not left us undone. Jesus is coming back. They asked him, Lord, when will you return? And he said, that's not in your hand or mine to know. Only the Father, which is in heaven, Acts chapter 1. You can read about it. And he says, so it's only the Father that knows. But there's coming a day when the Father is going to release Jesus to come back. And he's coming back to the earth. He's going to be Lord. He's going to be the Prince of Peace that he was called to be. But he's also going to be a judge. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something right now. We need hope in this side of heaven. You need hope in this world right now. If you're not born again, you're in the world without God, without hope. That's what the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 12. But I'm here to tell you today, you can have both God and hope. All right? You got something, huh?
Well, I like this Psalm 62:5. It says it in the ESV, for God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. I like that. My hope is from him. Indeed. He is the good God scripture. Of hope. And so my hope is from him.
Yes.
Being the God of hope.
Man, that's exciting. Listen, God is for you. God is not against you. He's for you. If you're not born again, you could be operating against him, which makes him on the opposite side of the line of scrimmage. All right. So you want God on your side. And God gave hope to Adam. The moment Adam sinned, he gave him hope. They tried to cover their sin with fig leaves. Listen to me. You cannot cover your shortcomings with God. You cannot cover your sin. God will expose it. He will judge it. You might as well confess it before all that takes place so that you can receive the redemptive nature of God and you can receive hope. And then there's coming a blessed Savior. I love that scripture. The Bible says that we don't sorrow in this world as those who have no hope. You know, people are going to die between now and the return of Jesus. But we hope you die in Christ, not without Christ. Because if you die without Christ, you had no hope. All right? There's only one place, and that's hell. But to die in Christ is to, Paul said it like this, for me to die is gain, for to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord.
That's right.
That's hope, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Woo, that's a great
hope.
That's
knowing that either way, it's a win-win, right?
That's
exactly
right.
But you know, everything, like you said before, everything that God has done, even though some look at it as harsh, everything God did throughout all these hundreds of thousands of years has been about loving us unconditionally and getting us to the place where we can have fellowship with him. You know, as a parent, there have been times where we had to get on to our boys and they would then not be happy with us because we had to be stern. We had to, what they would consider harsh. We had to ground them or whatever it is we had to do to discipline. We didn't discipline just for the fun of it. We were trying to teach them right from wrong, trying to teach them appropriate behavior, trying to teach them how to make better decisions. And this is what God has done in all these thousands of years is teach, teach, teach.
Right.
Sometimes it had to be harsh. When the Israelites, you know, wandered the wilderness for 40 years, it was because they were disobedient. And he kept having to, you know, forgive and forgive and forgive and make things right. Everything that God has done in all of these thousands of years has always been about giving us the opportunity to have fellowship with him. That's all he's ever wanted, is to have fellowship with his creation.
Listen, there's a scripture, Jada, right here. It says in Psalm 39:7,
it
says, and now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. My hope is in God.
The last scripture said, my hope comes from you.
Yeah.
And then we can also stand in this overflow.
That's right.
There was one that other translation on that scripture said the overflow of hope.
Wow.
Were they abounding in hope? It was overflow in confident hope. We can stand firm in an overflowing. You know, you talk about the slop over blessing. This is a slop over hope, right? So much hope.
I think that's happening
right
there.
That it's overabunding. It was
15.
But it was the NLT.
Yeah, NLT.
Yeah, I have to find it again.
Well, it's no big deal because we got to wrap this up.
It's the overflow.
But ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, we got some hope. And our hope is in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
My hope is...
And we're trying to share with you a couple of things about hope. You know, we're talking about embracing hope. We're giving you some things about hope. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about another area that we have hope in. And we now understand all that. We can then embrace because we then understand it better.
All right. Well, let me pray for you, Father. I pray for every person watching. Pray today will be a great day. I pray they will embrace hope. And Father, I thank you right now for the hope you've given us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure to click your like, share, and follow buttons right down there. If you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe now so that you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world. And you can get people connected to this PM in the AM podcast and recordings.
All right. Hey, be sure and join us again tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel for more of Embracing Hope on PM in the AM.
God bless.